Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is making her triumphant return to The Download. Julie Smolansky is the CEO of Lifeway Foods, the company that makes kefir and other probiotic products. The company is one of Chicago's best, starting off in a basement in Skokie over 30 years ago and turning into a multi-million dollar company with over 350 employees. Lifeway is a family business as Julie and her brother Ed run the company and have taken it from a literal mom and pop shop to something much, much bigger. Julie took over the company back in 2002 after her father died suddenly. She became the youngest woman ever to run a publicly traded company. As healthy living through probiotics continues to be important to consumers, Smolansky is right on trend. She just released the Kefir Cookbook. It's a collection of recipes that also serves as a part memoir, A Life Lived Through Kefir. And as the Chicago Reader said recently, it's a love letter to Chicago written in cultured milk. Julie Smolansky, my guest tonight. Julie, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Full disclosure, my wife does work for Lifeway Foods, so I want to put that out there.
We love her.
It's a big company, but it's great to have you here, and thanks for coming back. So this is part cookbook, but it's also part memoir. Why do it this way? Why bring the two together? Why not write a memoir and a cookbook, or write one or the other?
Well, I think today consumers really want to know a little bit more about their food. They want to hear the stories behind it. And for Lifeway, I really wanted to preserve a lot of the stories of how we started. I mean, it's rich in stories. And kefir itself is a 2,000-year-old product that survived through storytelling and was passed down through word of mouth. And so to me, it's like the modern version of that is to tell these stories of how we settled here in Chicago as refugees, how my parents hustled, some of the different business elements and parts of their lives that people maybe didn't know, or the history of Lifeway that, you know, it was so far away that we even forgot about it. And some of the stories I started to come back to me as I was writing the book and creating the recipes. But it was really like, you know, I started to think back across my life and the history of Lifeway, and I recognized that there were so many great, rich stories, and kefir had some sort of element in them all, or if it didn't, I certainly made it so.
I know the story, of course, because I've had you on before, and also a family works for the company, but at the same time, there's so much I didn't know. And, you know, when you talk about kefir and it being such an old product and well known in Eastern Europe, but fairly new here, and a lot of it because of your family brought it over, how important was kefir to you as a kid growing up and just having that and your family being involved in the business and having the deli? But how important do you think this food was to your upbringing?
I mean, to me, it was everything. It was like a third sibling, honestly, because it did take my parents away. I had a little bit of resentment for it when I was a kid. But at the same time, it was a symbol of the American dream, and it was a symbol of resilience and survival and prosperity and healing and community. You know, we built this company around community, and actually on the shoulders of Chicago. We wouldn't be where we are today if Chicago wasn't the welcoming city that it is. You know, I recently saw that the mayor just made us one of the sanctuary cities and continue to be open-minded to refugees and immigrants and diversity. And I think that's what makes our city so beautiful. And that's what is special about this book is that I tell a lot of these stories of Chicago, of the various people that have helped us or that, you know, we've built it together. I mean, I really feel like it is a love letter to Chicago. And there's some really great stories like... Before we started Lifeway, my parents got in the food business, and my mom opened a deli, and my dad was delivering caviar around town. So whatever was left over in excess, my mom said, well, who else eats caviar but Russians? And he said, well, the Japanese eat it. So there was 5 sushi restaurants in town. This was 1979-ish. And Kamahachi was one of them. Right. And the owner there, Mrs. Kenoshi, I was like 5 years old, and it was about 11 o'clock at night. There was no one left in the restaurant, and she sat me down and she gave me tamago, and we talked, and she was like this really warm grandmother, and my father and her had a really great relationship. And it was like this moment of two immigrants, one from Japan and one from Russia or Ukraine, Soviet Union, and they shared this moment. And, you know, I took that memory and I created deviled eggs with it, you know, with a blend of kefir and caviar and It's those kind of stories that are not really well known and are really heartwarming. And I think that's what people want their souls touched. And to me, it's very touching to me.
Well, it also, and reading it, and that's why I say it's part memoir, part cookbook, the ability to see how a story of your family and Kiefer and the recollections of your memories actually manifest themselves into recipes. You know, for I guess the question would be, you know, because it is a book that really takes the product of Kiefer and puts it into a lot of recipes that you wouldn't think it would be in.
Unexpected.
Was that a part of your upbringing? Was Kiefer used in different ways, or was it always, hey, this is Kiefer. We do this over here, and we're gonna have steak over here.
Yeah. We did a little bit of both, but mostly it was separate. My parents did use it for all sorts of dressings and, you know, soups and stuff like that. My dad was always using it everywhere. And I do too, actually. I've always used it as a substitute for mayonnaise or sour cream, heavy cream. I've used it all various ways. I will find a way to use it, even if it wasn't part of, you know, the genre of the meal. I mean, to me, it's a platform to share these stories and these recipes. It was a great way to tell them the stories individually and come up with really interesting recipes too, and some stuff that was even unexpected for me that sort of evolved as I was writing it.
Julie Smolansky is the CEO at Lifeway Foods, and she's got a new Kiefer cookbook, which is out now. She's my guest tonight. There's so much great stuff in here. You got the Kiefer battered fried chicken, the polenta, some of the stuff that grabbed my attention, the farmer's cheese, which I have a lot of questions about because I know a lot about that. But Julie Smolansky in studio tonight, my guest as we talk about the Kiefer cookbook. Let's take a break. We'll come back, continue the conversation. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Julie Smolansky is my guest. She's the CEO of Lifeway Foods and, of course, has the Kiefer Cookbook, which the reader is such a great title, A Love Letter to Chicago Written in Cultured Milk. I love that. That's so great. Kiefer, I feel like more and more consumers are aware of this product. But at the same time, there's a lot that still needs to happen with it. There are a lot of people who may just think it's yogurt or not really understand what the probiotic is. So before we move on, because we said kefir a lot of times without explaining it, what is kefir?
So it's a probiotic cultured dairy product. It's a particular blend of probiotic cultures. There's kefir cultures. And I mentioned it's got 2,000 years of folklore and history. And in 1908 was the first science and research that was done around it. Elie Metchnikoff won the Nobel Prize around his research around it and the health benefits that it offered. So, you know, since 1908, it's really got more and more traction. Mm-hmm. And it continues to grow. I mean, every year, science and research is finally catching up to what we knew intuitively in our gut, that when people consumed it, that they felt better. That's basically the gist of it. The probiotics are really important to our gut, and having diversified bacteria and microflora is really important because our modern lifestyle has basically destroyed our natural microflora. Things like antibiotics or the overuse of antibiotics, hand sanitizers, mm-hmm. antibacterial soaps, getting on a plane and having stress and travel and all various medications, all of those things disrupt the natural microflora. And the body still naturally has, it wants to fight something. And so if you're not getting these various bacteria that it needs to fight, then it starts to fight itself. So there's this belief that the epidemic of autoimmune diseases, allergies, asthma, ADHD, those kinds of conditions we now believe are the result of this disruption of microflora. Yeah, that's interesting. The microbiome is one of the most interesting things happening right now in science and the combination of food. And we're learning so much that, like, the gut is a second brain and that we actually are learning so much about the second brain. And it's sending us intuitive messages all the time. When you think about your intuition or, you know, I had a gut feeling, that is actually a second brain. There are actually messages that are coming through. And we're learning now that we can manipulate our mood, anxiety, depression, stress through our gut and with the replenishment of microflora. So to me, it's such an exciting time to be leading in wellness and food and probiotics and kefir. And yes, it's still so unknown. I mean, we're just learning about this. It's fascinating.
And what I love about that, because that's a scientific side that you just talked about.
Right.
But a lot of the stories in here are personal.
Yes.
And as you go on book tour, and now you're the nationwide tour going all over the place, more and more people are coming out of the woodwork to give their personal stories.
It's amazing.
To talk about how your product or kefir or probiotics in general have changed their life.
Yeah, I was blown away by some of the stories that I'm hearing from my consumers. I mean, I'm a little bit removed from the day-to-day customer service calls, but I mean, I remember taking them, and they're in the book. I remember taking them, you know, when I was just starting at Lifeway and hearing these calls, and they continue to be so humbling and inspiring, and it fuels all of, you know, this work and energy. It like gives me purpose to it, because I'm reminded how life-changing or adding to the quality of life that is happening through this product and really healing. I had one woman who came up to me with tears in her eyes, crying. She said, "Thank you for making this product. My sister was dying of cancer, and this was she only could drink your peach kefir. It was the only thing that she could hold down. It was the only thing that gave her like comfort." And you think, like, you're sick and you can't eat anything and you're hungry, and that just made me feel so good to hear that in these last days that she had some sort of quality that improved her mood in some way. That's really touching. Or people just hear about our personal struggles or some of the challenges. I've certainly overcome a lot of adversity. People tell me that they're inspired by my personal story or my family's personal story, and that it gives them motivation to keep going or to, you know, get out of the box and do some challenging things. I mean, those are all worth it. That's why we tell these stories. You know, I really wanted for people to hear about the hustle and how it wasn't so easy, you know, that there was so much struggle and that there was a fight to get to this point. And this is like a new fight.
Well, it's amazing to think about, because there's going to be your personal story and there's going to be your family's story, you know, as we get to better understand it. And I have to be honest, that I feel like the story of Lifeway and your family is becoming more and more known to Chicago. This idea that started out in the basement and in Skokie, and then it's now, like I said earlier, it's now 350 employees. But let's talk about that, because a lot of the story, and pulled this out of the book as well, you know, always centered around your dad.
Yeah.
It was your dad was the kind of the face of it.
Right.
But it was literally a mom and pop organization. Your mom played a huge role in making kefir what it is today, making Lifeway what it is today.
Yeah, she was really the brains of the operation. You know, when she came, she was 28 when they left and when they came here. And
from the Soviet Union.
Yeah. And it was 1976 when we landed, and you know, she didn't know that Women's Lib was happening or that Gloria Steinem was a thing, or, you know, she just knew she had to put food on the table. And it was very maternal and natural for her to do that through food. So she recognized that while there was so much food in the United States and Chicago, it was very different than what she was used to, than her staples from Eastern Europe. And she recognized that there would be an exodus from the Soviet Union of immigrants. And so, of course, the first thing is food. That's the first thing you get when you land. And so she opened the first deli in Rogers Park on Devon, and it became the town square for our Russian community, for the immigrants that were coming. People came and they, you know, had a pierogi, they had some gossip. So she saw that. And the other interesting thing was that everyone in that immigration process had to sit in Italy and wait for their paperwork to come, the green card and the approval to be allowed into the U.S. So we were in Italy for 3 months, and it was the first time she tried Nutella. And she said, everyone's going to be coming to Chicago, and they're going to want Nutella because they had just tried it in Italy, and they were all going to fall in love with it. We need to import Nutella. So she had the first international contract to import Nutella into the United States before Nutella was ever known.
Wow.
And so she had it in her little shop on Devon. She had the first cases of Nutella. And, you know, it's this foresight that women especially want to, you know, we food is love. It's how we nurture. It's how we bring people together, especially at that time. So that's my mom. Her hustle was insane.
Mm-hmm. There's a great picture, too, of her at the Lifeway, one of the first Lifeway food trade shows.
Booth.
Yeah, the booth. Yeah.
And so she was the one that got us into the food industry. And so she became an importer and distributor of Eastern European food all over the U.S. So all the delis that were happening, you know, there was some in Brighton Beach, in L.A., all these Russian delis opening up. So she became a food mogul with all, you know, mostly men. There weren't really women in the space. And she was cutting all these deals on her own. And when they went to Germany in 85 on a trade show, food buying show, that's when my dad bought 3 bottles of kefir, and he hadn't had it since he left Russia. And my mom said, well, you know, you're an engineer. Why don't you build the plant and make it, and I'll sell it in my network? And so they kind of, that's how they started it.
That's a literal mom and pop
shop. Literal. And 6 months later, you know, what's interesting is that they didn't wait. They just jumped on it. They weren't waiting for the perfect logo or the perfect this or that. They went. They like had the idea. 6 months later, they incorporated it. 2 years later, they took it public. So it was just, they never sat. They risked, and they, you know, absolutely made themselves uncomfortable. I don't know if I had the guts to do what they did.
Well, let's talk about your story. We'll take a quick break here and get an update on tonight's news. Julie Smolansky is the CEO of Lifeway Foods, makes kefir and other probiotic products. Company, of course, now a multi-million dollar company with over 350 employees. A far cry from the basement making kefir back in the day. Okay, we'll take a quick break. Julie's here for her new kefir cookbook. That's what we're talking about tonight. We'll get the news and we'll come back and continue the conversation. Julie Smolansky, stay with us. Welcome back to Download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Julie Smolansky is here. She's the CEO of Lifeway Foods, and she's also the author of the Kefir Cookbook, which is a collection of recipes surrounding kefir and other probiotic products, of course, and it also serves as a part memoir for her life lived through kefir. We talked right before the news about your family's story. Your story is one as well, though, that is, it's continued to be honored. What was it, 2 weeks ago or so that you were ringing the bell at NASDAQ?
Thank you. Yeah.
And this concept of you being the youngest woman ever to run a publicly traded company. Your father died suddenly in 2002.
Right.
And you were up. It was your turn to run this company. Take us to that moment. Take us to 2002 when that was bestowed upon you.
Yeah. It was devastating. I mean, it was generally like a one-man operation. I was very lucky that I decided to come work for him and learn the business. For 5 years, I'd worked with him side by side. My brother had just finished college. He was 6 months out. And then this happened on a sunny summer morning, and it was devastating. And the next morning, I mean, it was like the sky was falling, literally, like NASDAQ halted trading. The stock was just dropping, like there was no bottom to it. And my world was upside down. I mean, it was unbelievable that this happened. My father was a leader in the community. It was a very big loss for the whole community. And, you know, his best friend to me that day said, there's no way a 27-year-old girl can run the company. Sell your stock. The company's over. And, you know, I was educated in the United States. I had learned. I had a small network. I was disappointed that people just immediately assumed that I couldn't do it, and that they didn't think that maybe, you know, offering support would have been the better way in trying to make it all happen, right?
Even earlier in this interview, talking about your mom's ability to cut through it, to be the business person, to provide that hustle.
Right.
It's in your family.
It's in the family.
There's already history there.
Right. Yeah. We do have a hustle. It's like in our DNA, I guess. Or like the need to, the desire to survive and thrive. That's it. Also, we want to thrive. But, you know, to me, I thought about all that my parents had gone through and all that we'd been through together and how hard they worked. And I wasn't going to let it fall. I wasn't going to let it slip. And luckily, we were in a financially secure place as a company. So, you know, the banks were okay, which is usually the first calls that you get from the banks. And, you know, for 4 years, I put my head down and I worked like 22-hour days. I really pushed myself. It was really, really hard. Nothing came easy. Even this is not easy. This has been challenging too. And there is no such thing as an easy way. Everything is hard. It looks easy on the outside. It is not. It is always work.
What's amazing, though, about the story of Lifeway, and it's in the book, but it's also just knowing the story of the company that's right here in the Chicago area, is that it did go from a publicly traded company that was doing really, really well, well-known to a community. Mm-hmm. But under your leadership, in the next 10 years, tripled, quadrupled. It got to a point where you were able to introduce the product to a different demographic.
Yeah.
And that's really what's made it thrive even to this day in 2018.
I want it to be mainstream. I want it in the hands of everybody. I want it to be able to heal people. I mean, that's really the goal, is that we want to heal as many people. I think it should be worldwide, and we've made those steps to try to go worldwide. And I think that it has the potential to continue to grow as big as any iconic brand.
Okay, let me ask you a 2018 business question. Probiotics, the lid has been blown off.
Yes,
of probiotics. Everyone knows about it now, right?
Thank God.
A lot of your competition knows about it. And they are starting to put out products, and they're starting to look at that marketplace as one that used to be niche, and now it's mainstream.
Right.
How does Lifeway Foods, how do you stay above the fray? How do you continue to have this be your product, but also be able to compete with the other yogurt brands and other brands that are trying to get in the business?
That's one of the reasons I wanted to write this book, was to tell that story and to show that we were the original. We are the original, and it's authentic. It's real. It's the real deal. Real stories, real people. A lot of the companies that are behind it are not Lifeway, other companies that are coming in. It's like, you know, a bunch of private equity guys. They see some target. They can get some money out of it. They can take a piece of the fragment. So I think consumers can see through that, though, and we are the experts in kefir. Like, we've been doing it for over three decades now. So I've seen a lot of mistakes. We've made a lot of mistakes. I'm going to be watching them make those mistakes, because I know all the mistakes that they're going to make. I can see them already. And listen, a rising tide raises all ships. The more people that are talking about this category and bringing attention to it, the better. It helps all of us. I am certainly concerned about using the word incorrectly, which is happening, and we continue to fight and watch that.
It becomes a marketing issue. Now they realize, and we've seen this through all sorts of products.
It's
not just probiotics, but others where you get these healthy buzzwords and they're able to say, this may have all sugar, but it's also really good for you. There is this opportunity that other companies, mainstream yogurt companies, are like, just slap that word on and we'll take some of that business.
That's the big problem. But I think consumers today are so smart. They do so much great research. There's so much out there that they can, you know, actually be empowered to go and do the research around it. And we'll continue to try to educate as many as we can around it. And unfortunately, our FDA is not very big on actual regulatory. They don't actually go and arrest you if you're mislabeling product or anything. So that's a problem. And we will fight for this word and this category till our dying day. This product to me is so much more than just a product. It is, I feel that I'm the...
It's almost like you're responsible for this.
Yeah. I guess that's a good way to phrase it. And I need to protect it and guard it to some extent, because I do want the word to continue to survive another 2,000 years and into infinity. Yeah. It should. It really should.
Well, this book, it's surprising to me too, because this cookbook is the first of its kind. There are no other yogurt companies. There's no other companies that are even trying to use or find different ways to use their product. They're like, this is what it is. It's drinkable yogurt or this is whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But they're not finding different ways. So how important is it for you to have a book like this that is trying to obviously prop up kefir, but also show there are other ways to use it?
Yeah, it was really important for me to show the versatility of kefir and all the ways that you can use it. Because I think today's chefs, even like everyday home chefs, they want something new to create. They want to tell that story. They want to show off on Instagram something interesting that they've made or some ingredient. You know, the use of a superfood in cooking is really, really exciting right now. So people have been trying to, you know, play with more dynamic flavors and more complex flavors and interesting stories, because it's part of this storytelling. You know, you sit down at a restaurant, you get a little story from the waiter, from a sommelier about either a wine company or, you know, how a wine is made. And that's what I want to do with kefir too. I want to be more thoughtful and mindful about how food is made, who's making it, where it came from, why a particular recipe. And so I wanted to give a fuller experience to my consumers and my readers. So that, you know, some of my recipes even come with a secret Spotify playlist that I've been rolling out. I just started rolling it out yesterday. So, you know, again, it's like, we can have really beautiful, mindful experiences that don't cost a lot, that are really special and important. And I think, you know, it's sort of the way that we connect with each other and ourselves. And Lifeway is so much more than kefir, you know? That's the thing. It's way complex and layered.
My last question for you, just as, you know, as we take it back to the deli on Devon and the community.
Yeah.
And as you reach out and say things like Spotify playlist or possibly talk about competing in stores for this product for a more mainstream demographic, the people that you're hiring are younger and they're more suited for that. But there's this great mix with your company because it also is a company that is a family company with a lot of older Russian workers in the business that balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
How important is community to Lifeway? How important is it? Because beyond Chicago, but just this idea of being able to balance what you need today and what you've had all along.
I absolutely believe community. I more and more am understanding how important community is. For many of us, without community, we would not have survived. And I think back to my parents. So my great-grandparents were victims of the Holocaust. They were murdered in their homes, and my grandmother escaped, and she survived. And she survived because of the community that was around her, that her parents, my great-grandparents, had built, and they people owed them favors. And she was able to call on those. And my dad survived and my mom survived because of the various ways that they used their community and their community used them to help each other. It was part of survival. You know, you knew people. If you could help somebody, if they could help you, that became community. We shared this struggle together. And the same thing here, when we came to the U.S., we built a community around us. And when things do go sideways, you do lean on your community and vice versa. And so it is a symbiotic relationship. And we do have this diverse, eclectic group of people on our team. It feels like a family. You know, it doesn't feel like it's a job. It feels like it very much like a family. And it's like the crazy Russian grandma's there and the crazy, you know, uncle, and all of the characters are there. And somehow we are aligned on this vision to bring Lifeway to a bigger mainstream crowd and market, and to help people introduce this product into their lives and to heal people. I always say we are healers. Mm-hmm. No matter who you are in the company, you are part of a system of healing. And that is so special. And I think it helps give everyone purpose, and it helps align us all on this vision. And so, yeah, I think this diverse, eclectic group, it's what makes us strong, and it makes us who we are.
Do you think your dad would be trying out some of these recipes and using kefir in this way?
Yeah. Well, some, like the Chicago scramble is basically his. I remember being a kid and him making this for me on Sunday mornings.
Julie Smolanski is the CEO of Lifeway Foods and also the author of the Kefir Cookbook and the Spotify playlist that is associated as well. Julie, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate
it. Thank you. So fun. Thanks.